B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Rumors already starting to fly in the NBA about the future of Kyrie Irving, including a report that Kyrie Irving would be interested in going to the Lakers to play with LeBron. That was reported by Brian Windhorst, which when I heard it, I immediately thought, oh, look at this garbage. Look at this PR from Camp LeBron being put out there by Brian Windhorst, member of Camp LeBron. That report has been shot down by Stephen A. Smith, who on ESPN this morning expanded upon a tweet that he had over the weekend that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are a 95% sure thing to go to the New York Knicks. 95%, he put it at, with the only possible hiccup being that Kevin Durant could change his mind. Not that Kyrie Irving could change his mind, but that if Kevin Durant changes his mind, that it could blow it up, but that Kyrie and Durant are going to the Knicks. Here is Stephen A. Smith this morning on ESPN.
Stephen A., would Kyrie going to the Lakers be a good move?
I guess it would be a good move, but from what I'm told, it's not going to happen. I got a text message from folks close to Kyrie's family within the hour as we were teasing the subject. Quote, there is no way in hell he's going to L.A. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Knock that down for us right now, please. He ain't going to L.A. That's what they say. I would tell you that if he ended up in L.A. with LeBron, it would be formidable. I think it would make them Final Four in the Western Conference. They'd make, meaning they'd get at the very least to the conference semifinals. I don't think there's any question about that. But from everything that I've been hearing over the last few days, Kyrie Irving is heading to New York City. Kyrie Irving is heading to Madison Square Garden with Kevin Durant.
I like it.
People in his inner circle are trying to bring the Nets into the mix. But clearly New York is the destination. The likelihood is that it will be MSG and obviously Max. And I will admit, I'm saying this for your entertainment, Max Cullerman, because I know it's going to get you going after I say this. I am told that James Dolan himself has basically said, whatever the hell you want, I will move the hell out of the way. I will give you whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'll say, I'll take care of you. To the Kyries and the Kevin Durants of the world. So it appears to be a foregone conclusion. I don't know whether that's true or not. Neither Kevin Durant nor Kyrie Irving are talking about these things. But I am telling you what the belief is. They are destined to go to MSG, which is why I put it at 95% on my social media page, because the 5% that people leave open is wiggle room, because they say, particularly with KD, he's a very emotional individual at times. And sometimes, you know, he'll sit there and, you know, he's firm in his commitment, but then the emotions get the better of him and he might want to rethink something. So they say it's never safe to say something is a 100% foregone conclusion with KD until it's done. But they did use the number 95% to say that it's New York City MSG. And obviously if he goes, Kyrie is going too.
All right. So there you go. He says, if Durant says, yep, let's go Knicks, it is Kyrie's gone. He's going to the Knicks.
I'd believe that. Kyrie holds you hostage right now. That's what we said earlier in the show. That sucks for you. I mean, what's Danny think when he hears this? Right? I mean, Danny plays a game, too. And he knows Stephen A. is playing games. But I think from all the sports, Stephen A. is connected to the NBA.
I bet when Danny
hears
it.
He's got sources.
Danny
probably already knows it.
The competitor that he is.
What do you do?
And the guy that's landed free agents before and has been in these, you know, high-profile conversations.
He knows how they talk.
He picks up the phone and says, I can get this guy back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Does he think he's lost?
Does Danny sit there and say, oh, do I got to deal with this?
Danny said,
I'm going to be proactive here.
I've got 6 weeks to change this. That's what he thinks. I've got time.
I hope that's his attitude.
Oh, it totally
because,
is.
Because if it's...
There's no panic.
And if it gets to the point where it's, it looks like it's going to happen, whatever he does is what he's going to do after he poops an egg roll. Because Durant and Kyrie in New York, who's beaten that team? Who's beaten that team for a while?
Well, let's put it this way. Durant and Kyrie in New York, and Giannis is in Milwaukee. Who else in the East has a chance?
Where's Kawhi going to end up?
I don't know. Philly will get better, too. Like, eventually, Philly will somehow figure out the way to win. How about that, Sean?
We didn't have this scheduled today. No, we didn't have much to say about that finish last night with Toronto.
Sixers, Raptors, yeah.
Other than, how great was that?
It's a great finish.
I mean, it isn't often you just see something that's just, I mean, what is there to say other than, that was awesome.
The photos? The photos of the crowd, the players, the front row, the one player down crouched. You know, Kawhi letting it fly, the hand up, and everybody watching the ball, and like the everybody's mouths are open. Like,
how often do you see a second round series finish that will be memorable for years to come?
Yeah.
Right?
True enough.
Yeah, it even got me.
Four bounces on the
rim.
You're
going to remember that one for a while.
Yeah.
A memorable finish in the second round of the NBA playoffs that will be remembered for a very long time. That was awesome.
It was amazing. Really was. And it just didn't go in. It hit.
Four times.
It's there.
Four bounces
again. Oh my God, it went in. Like, but I thought the reaction wasn't as over the top as I thought, like, it was just, and I know it's the NBA, you can't storm the court in that, but the team, like, they were excited or hugging or jumping up and down. I would have, you lose it in that moment. That's game seven, right? Game seven. Final shot in overtime. Not overtime, but regulation. Like, it doesn't get any better than that. I thought they would have went a little more nuts. Yeah, it's your building. You're not used to it. It's Toronto. That's Toronto.
As I said, I got that email from B-Rob.
I spill my Tim Hortons.
I got that email from B-Rob on the...
Yes, we're going to do that next.
Yeah, I'll tell you the cap implications with Al Horford. There was a report over the weekend from Steve Bolpet that he's willing to do a more team-friendly number if the Celtics can tack on two more years to his deal. We'll tell you what some of the implications are cap-wise for the Celtics. An explanation from B-Rob. He knows way more about this stuff than we do. We'll get to that coming up next, and your calls on the way. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
I don't give a damn what anybody says. Knock that down for us right now, please. He ain't going to L.A. That's what they say.
Yes, sir.
Brian Robb of the Boston Sports Journal checks in on email. Says he was listening to hour two of the show today and was listening on 98.5thesportshub.com, where you can catch the podcast of hour two and every hour of Zolak and Bertrand.
Choppy, Rob.
He says to answer that caller's question about bringing back Horford if Kyrie walks and another big free agent is signed, the answer is it's not possible. For your reference.
Listen to this, folks.
And it was a good question, he said. Even if Kyrie walks and Horford opts out of his option, the only way the Celtics would have room for a max free agent is if they renounce Horford so that his cap hold comes off the books. Otherwise, they don't have enough cap room, which means you renounce him, he cannot come back. He's gone. Which means Kyrie walks away, you renounce your rights to Horford, which means there is no way to keep Horford and also sign a free agent at a max deal.
So not only does, from a team-building standpoint on the court, does Kyrie hold you hostage, he holds you hostage from a cap standpoint. Wow.
In fact, B-Rob had a good breakdown of this on Boston Sports Journal on March 5th. It's examining the Celtics' option if Kyrie Irving walks in free agency. And it's part of a free preview on Boston Sports Journal. In fact, I'll send out a tweet to that right now. I just tweeted out a link to that. Nice. If you want to see the full breakdown, he goes in depth if you're interested in all the cap implications and what it will mean for the Celtics. So good job by B-Rob checking in with that information. But the answer is no, cannot happen. Can't do it. So it's either, you know, figuring out the deal with Horford, keeping Horford, moving forward without Kyrie, if Kyrie chooses to leave and go to the Knicks.
So of all the cap scenarios.
Yeah.
Of all the salary cap in the NBA, and my God, is this NBA salary cap crazy.
Oh, it's very complicated. It's the most complicated cap in sports.
So worst case scenario, for all the people that love to think that, okay, hey, you free up all this money when Kyrie leaves, or if Al Horford leaves, you free up all this money, you could go and get, you know, same price type for, no. The worst case scenario for you is if Kyrie Irving actually wants to leave from a cap perspective.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal because you don't really get much relief. You're not getting any money back.
Wow. Hostage.
No, but so, I think you're wrong, though. If both Kyrie and Horford leave, then
well, I mean, but that's because Horford's leaving.
Based on what Al said, yeah, we need to see what direction we're heading in here. Think Al wants to come back if these guys are gone and then you're not going to continue to bring people in? At my point, my girl, just opt out.
Yeah.
No, it seems like he had pretty fun with the kids last year. I don't know.
Last year again.
Let's just reshow those videos all year.
Well, no, he said the report's that he's willing to take a team friendly deal longer term.
Why don't you go re-rack last year?
What does that tell you about that? What does that tell you about it? That he doesn't want to be here?
No,
he's trying to help you to continue to bring.
He said it. He said he wants to be here.
Yeah.
He did what Kyrie would never do.
Yeah.
Which is he came right out after the game and said, leave it. Oh, that thought never even crossed my mind. No, I want to be here.
Kyrie's interested in the journey. Next step in the
journey. Kyrie is non-committal. Horford was the exact opposite.
It sounds like he's pretty committal to the Knicks.
Well, not
Kevin
officially. Unofficially.
Okay, so say he wants to go to the Knicks and Kevin Durant says, you know what? That 5% that Stephen A is talking about because his emotions take over. If KD says, F it, I'm not going to the Knicks. Now Kyrie wants to come back. You don't want him. You don't want him because you're second choice.
Oh, maybe they get the number one pick and they take Zion, and he's happy to go there with Zion. I don't know.
That's another good point.
Man, when you hitch your wagon to a kid coming into the league like that.
Another Duke guy? One and done Duke guy?
Oh.
Guy that's going to play with crazy energy, go get all the rebounds, play defense for him.
Turn him loose in New York.
Do you think Zion's a sure bet?
New York.
Nope. I don't think he is.
Nope.
He might be. I mean, he might turn out to be a good player, but I don't know if he's going to be that on day one.
He's a man playing amongst boys, but I mean, everybody that plays at the next level that talked about him, and you watch some of the NBA shows, that man, he's got to learn. It's a different story at the next level.
Don't you think he has the highest floor, though? Like, he's not going to be a bust because he can always be an energy guy, a rebounder, that type of guy. At the very minimum.
Absolutely.
He's a baby,
He's an NBA player. No doubt. He's not going to be a bust and out of the league in three years.
Look at his
He's an NBA player.
Look at his physical build compared to LeBron's when he came out of high school. And I would say this kid has more of a canvas that you would be able to paint and say, get him on a diet. Let's train him. Let's put on some bulk. Let's get him cut up and get him more athletic. I think this kid can be, if his head's on right and doesn't get caught up in the money and having it all handed to you in New York City, say that's where he ends up. Yeah, this kid could be damn good, or it could go the other way.
There's just
fat and lazy.
There's a ton of high floor guys. High floor guys in the NBA are a dime a dozen. You got to get somebody if that's what you're, as you said, hitching your wagon to. You got to look for high ceiling and nothing else. And to Zoe's point, in terms of how he's going to play in the NBA, isn't that what we all said when we were watching him toward the end of the tournament? Like, all right, well, you know,
he's got a great
inside game, and he's a great big man, or could be a great big man, but that shot, which every NBA player wants to develop now. Look at Giannis. Giannis is developing that outside. His outside shot is going to get swatted by even like slightly above average defenders out there on the perimeter. Like you got to fix the trajectory and the arc of your shot. That's a big adjustment. And you got to be able to shoot.
You think they would have done that in AAU, right?
Just a big guy, like a down low big guy. No, thank you. That's not what any team is out there looking for.
What do you think Giannis can do with that shot?
That is looking for a guy to take them to the next level. You got to be able to shoot, too.
Alan is in California. Alan, go ahead.
Hey, just real quick off the top of my head, I do want to stand up for the Bruins a little bit, although I don't always stand up for the Bruins. They got 19 Cup Finals appearances, nine appearances since 1970. The 1971 season, they set every scoring record, including 5 goals per game, which had never been done before. The real finals in 1971 was, of course, the Canadiens and the Bruins. The Bruins kind of got wiped out, but they also scored the greatest goal in NHL history by the greatest player in NHL history, who, by the way, if you put 5-on-5 against Gretzky, I think after 60 minutes, the score would be about 17-0. And, so they have a lot of tradition.
Not 14.
Of course they do. Who's saying they don't?
He's countering the article or the tweet from our guy, Andy Specht. Not us. I think he's countering what Speck.
Of course the Bruins have tradition. They have a ton of tradition. They have boatloads of tradition.
Who said that?
They haven't finished.
Like, you got to win it. Still got to win it. It's nice to get there. The Buffalo Bills got the 4 straight. They didn't win any.
Carry themselves as such, but they have a weak spot, a blind spot, like in the last 40 years. And it's just that one thing. I'm just saying, if they win another one, they've sort of, shored things up. That's what I would say. They've closed any loopholes in their history or in their game, so to speak, in the all-time arguments. It could mean a lot in that department. Matt is in New Hampshire. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, not much. Two things. One about the Bruins. The difference, I feel like, between this year's team and that 11 team is the glue that kind of fills the gaps between the awesome talent this year is young guys with kind of like young energy and young legs towards the end of the game. I mean, these teams are playing hard, and towards the end of the game, Bruins are still putting it in, scoring 6 goals, totaling it up. I think that's a big difference. And something about the Celtics, I was just wondering if you guys can maybe straighten out for me. Any way they could pull off like a sign-in trade for Kyrie to the Knicks for Zion, if that was the direction they might want to go in? Whether or not he's going to be an awesome talent in the NBA, I think it'd be a hell of a lot of fun to watch Zion, Tatum, and Brown do their thing. But anyways, listen on the air, guys. Thanks a lot.
Why would the Knicks do that? Especially if Kyrie is willing to take less money. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Why would they give you the number one pick for that? That's not worth that. No, that's not going to happen. That's not happening. Sign and trades aren't worth the number one pick overall. Nope.
No. How many times did it get done?
No, that doesn't happen, though. Right. For the number one pick?
No.
No, that's not a thing.
Not with this kid coming out.
That doesn't happen. Young guys! That's all I can think about during that.
Yes, young guys!
Yes, young guys! Depth, very important for the Bruins this series. Yes, young guys!
Yes, young guys!
Air Force One.
Yes.
You got a new name for the plane yet?
Bear Force One?
Nope.
Yes, young guys.
You call young guys. Mike and West Roxbury.
All young guys.
Mike and West Roxbury. Go ahead, Mike.
How's it going, guys? I just wanted to kind of say, I kind of feel like, if you guys think this, but Al Horford is underappreciated. Isn't he everything you would want in a player? I mean, he's always positive, does everything he asks. He never complains, willing to take a team-friendly deal. His play, some might argue, may not be max contract caliber, but he's done better than you would have ever expected. I mean, he's lived up to how he performed in Atlanta. I just feel like he deserves more credit. He's really the quintessential player that you would want for a team.
Yeah, so, I mean, the only drawback is the money. You're right, Mike. I mean, who, in terms of like a leader, and maybe not vocal leader, but in terms of a guy you want other younger players to follow the example of, hardworking, sort of, you know, does things the right way, can carries himself the right way, sets a good example, all that stuff. Probably a coach's dream, right? All that. Yeah, of course. Sure. All those things. Costs a lot. That's one thing I would say.
Yeah.
But willing to take a team-friendly number if they can tack on two more.
We've been in out on Horford, maybe, I don't know. He's a damn good pro. He is. And I think you know, people first 2 years of it didn't really equate the money to the production, or there were nights where he didn't get in double digits and people would bitch about it. And, you know, he does all the little things well in that. And then you see what he did this year. And boy, if you didn't have him this year, he was sort of the glue to help, I think, help keep this team somewhat together or give them a chance. And he's a damn good pro. I'd want him here. I'd keep him here. I'd give him extension. Seems like he means something to him. He cares. He's a good leader. He's a good, good inside guy. Yeah. I'm talking inside the locker room. You need somebody to lead. You want that, or you want Terry Rozier and his BS and getting held back and sacrificing? And thank God I got my boys at home and people in the crib, because, you know, I don't got them here in the locker room. I'm an outsider. You know, I'll take Horford, insider. Yeah. Good pro. Guy gets the NBA. And I think you need a couple of those guys.
617-779-0985. Zoe, you been watching Game of Thrones? You a Game of Thrones guy?
Trying to upset him. Now you've upset him.
You know what? I got something to say about this.
I know you do. And so does Jim. And I really think you should do it on the air.
There's something we do here as a show that I'm really, 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 really proud of. Like when something
hang on to
you
that.
Think...
Okay, just yeah. Hang on to it. Yeah. Hang on to it and say it next. You guys need, this is a grievance that you just need to get out of, or get off your chest.
You listen to us, you know, we aren't fake.
Get off your chest and air the grievance on the air.
That's
please.
Next.
Whatever it is you got to say, just do it. Please, next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, I'm going to quickly get out of the way on this. All I'm going to say is I don't watch Game of Thrones. I tried it. Wasn't really for me. I know a lot of people really like it. Good for you. I hold nothing against you. It just wasn't really a show for me.
Right. We've never really...
That's all.
We've never really come on air and made fun of those people.
Not me.
Not that we should. I will give you this. Game of Thrones
I just had a hard time figuring out what was what, so I just sort of moved on from it and never went back to it.
It's apparently the hottest thing out there, right?
Hugely popular.
We're not really a bandwagon show where we, like, jump on things just because something's popular. We gotta hurry up and figure out, you know what? Let's plan for tomorrow. You watch this, and then we're going to do a Big Thrones episode or something. Now, God bless you if, like, you like dragons and stuff. Like, that's it. You know, must be nice to live in that world. Like, I like Braveheart. I could sit there and get through Braveheart, and I could watch it over and over again. I could watch Maximus and Gladiator. I could watch Gladiator, you know, over and over. I gave this Beetle, as you did, I gave it about 3.5 minutes. I don't get it.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah. I mean, they're dark. It's snowing. Dragons flying around. And you like to live in Zoopy Land out there with the... I guess the dragon ate killed all the innocent people last night.
Here's what I read on Twitter. I've done the same thing. I think a lot of people who have not watched Game of Thrones decided to watch, just jump in, like, you know, mid-season, last season, mid-episode.
It's like
just
trying to do it for The Office.
Just to see what all the fuss is about, right? Let me watch 5 minutes of this and see if it grabs me in any way.
Can't do it.
Maybe it's a bad season. Maybe I'm watching the wrong 5 minutes of the wrong episode, but I've tried it on multiple occasions now.
This isn't an age thing, because I have old people older than me that dig it, that like it. Beetle, your dad likes Game of Thrones, right?
Obsessed.
My kids like Game of Thrones.
But I would like to know from the Game of Thrones people, I believe this is considered to be like a substandard season. Like, well, people are not thrilled with these episodes. And with what? There's two left now or one left now? Was there one last night?
Yeah.
There was.
Yes.
So there might only be one episode
Wicked
left.
Tuna. I watched the real show where people actually catch real things. And not fire breathing.
I don't think that's a good defense.
You know what I've seen?
There's no
from
flying
when
fish
I've watched
to breathe
it,
fire and
a lot
people.
Of talking, a lot of sitting around a table, yes, in front of a fire, drinking mead, yes, and talking.
You know, we would overthrow the gesture of the thing, and the I am the gatekeeper or whatever. I don't know. They talk like this.
Zool.
Yes.
And then you got the lady with the tied back hair. I don't know. They got these big coats on. It's always cold.
Yeah, it looks like there's
wet,
two more.
And windy.
Oh, wait. One more.
Okay. And Jim said something this morning that really irked me. Like, people watch it to just feel like they want to be a part of something.
Really, I think some people are, yeah. The real fans are the real fans. But
our new intern, Harry, said he watches it because the kids.
Has he been watching it? Why'd you start watching it? He said, because everyone was talking about it. I want to be part of the conversation.
That's fine.
Oh, and so I think there's a large group of people that are doing that.
So millennial follower.
Jim thinks that the show is only popular because people want to be in on it.
I didn't say it's popular because of that. I think there more people are watching it just to get in on the conversation, just like any other event.
Shut up, Sean.
In society now, like the Phelps versus the shark thing or anything. I mean, this is a lot bigger than that. But
oh, really? You didn't know 5 minutes into Phelps versus shark, you were fooled and you stopped watching immediately? I sure did.
But people tuned in because they thought people would be talking about it the next day. They wanted to be part of the conversation,
yeah,
right?
Something is keeping people. You tell me what it is.
Because the people that are going to talk about it, they're going to talk about it no matter what. And some people just want to be part of the conversation.
I don't know. By season 7 of this series, they're now in season 8. They average 31 million viewers per episode. That is insane.
And that is great for you, and that is
season
impressive.
Season 8, right? What were the numbers like season 5?
Season 7, that is. They're now in season 8. I'm talking about the last season.
I'm not going to ride around with a horse and like some little person or swords and like faking, It doesn't do it. It doesn't float my boat. I don't think
it's fourth
your boat.
Season, Jim, and it's fourth season. It was doing 18.4 million people per episode, which broke The Sopranos record of 18.2 million per episode. In its fourth season, it became HBO's most watched series ever.
So most watched is just, that's not the ratings, though. That's not like people watching it live. That's all viewership,
it's
right?
People watching, yeah.
I mean, they're like, there's numbers. Game
and
of
watching
Thrones
it over
viewing
and watching
parties.
It over yeah, and watching it over again.
Game of Thrones viewing parties and stuff just irritate you. Like, what are you going to sit around and drink stuff out of a chalice? Maybe I'll carve something out of wood. We'll start a fire. You know, we'll sit around the fire pit because they do it. And we'll stand there. We'll talk like this. We'll talk low so nobody hears because we don't want to backstab anybody.
See, I feel like
if plot the killing of the next one in the village.
You know, if you turned on The Sopranos, like,
but damn, there's a dragon flying. Go ahead.
If you turn on just a random episode of The Sopranos,
oh, hooked.
You'd think the same thing. A lot of people around talking.
Or you would turn on in the middle of like the Johnny Cakes episode. Be like, why is everybody obsessed with this show? Who's that? What is this? What am I watching?
Who's the strange guy that buys toy trains?
Oh,
who's the big heavy
Bobby,
guy?
Yeah, Bobby Bacala.
Yeah. Yeah, why is he? What's Blue Comet mean? Yeah, I mean, there's meetings in that, but
or
that I think people dig mob movies.
The couple episodes where Tony's in the coma and he's dreaming he's a businessman stuck without his wallet out in L.A. Like, oh, those aren't great.
The dream sequences, yeah, no, not
that's,
great.
It's not that's yeah, that's not good part, watching.
Yeah, Tony on that. Peyote, no, yeah, no.
But
not
if
great.
You're watching the last couple episodes,
you got Christopher and his crazy ex-wife or the fiance.
There's so many. Like, if you're watching the last few, you know, one of the last few episodes of the season, like, well, I've been checking in on Game of Thrones, you'd be hooked. You'd want to know what was going on. It was amazing.
Here's what I don't get. I don't get the people that are upset with the people that watch Game of Thrones, and I don't get the Game of Thrones people that are upset at the people that don't watch. Like,
well,
this
even
is
the,
worth getting
the
mad
people
about?
Who watch were like infuriated at the darkness of some big fight scene a couple weeks ago, and the director said people don't know how to set their televisions.
No, like you couldn't get any better TVs than we have nowadays, pal. Sorry,
it's like
you screwed something up.
No, it was.
You know what?
Everybody's complaining it was too dark.
I think that's the episode I tuned in.
So
I'm
I
like,
go to my
sucks.
As Zoe said, my dad watches every episode. I went to him on this. Was this true? Was it dark? He goes, no, every episode's dark.
Yes.
I couldn't see it. Get a better TV.
Oh, wait. But why did more people notice that it was dark?
Could see it just fine.
Because more people that don't normally watch were watching so they could be part of the conversation the next day.
Maybe.
That's my point.
Maybe.
Those so people. If your dad's right, I don't know. I have no idea.
Those are the people that bug me.
Maybe.
Intern. Those are the ones that bug me. Either you're in, you're in. That's good.
I don't know. The people like I know that watch have been watching from the very beginning, if not soon after.
Let's take a call. Take a call.
Who do you want to take?
Doesn't matter.
I like the people that get angry, like Jerry and Methuen.
Yeah, why don't you call Gunther? Gunther,
what do you got, Jerry?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hi.
Got a bad phone.
So listen, I'm first off, I'm about as big as a Patriots fan as you can get, so you need to know what that's what I'm all about. But I will tell you,
I got hooked on Game of Thrones. It was crazy. I went back to season one.
Okay.
You got to start from the beginning.
Thank you. You can't jump in.
I did. I started from the beginning. It just wasn't for me.
I didn't.
You couldn't handle it, huh? I think I just, to me.
Yeah, you couldn't handle it.
See? That, there it is.
What is it?
There's just that guy.
That guy.
I'm interested.
That guy's the problem.
Does this take you out of body? Like, do you put yourself in that time?
Not for me.
You go down a certain, like, does it take you into another alternative world?
Not my thing.
What's it do for you, Jerry?
I'm hung up on Jerry. Oh, Jesus. It's long gone. We got today's takeaways to get to.
You know what I like? Have you watched Peaky Blinders?
I did. I watched 5 episodes of the first season, and I'm like, this isn't for me either.
You know what, Beetle?
Good.
I don't think less of you or say you don't get it because you didn't like it. I loved it. I think Fred was the same way. He's like, no, I didn't like it. I'm like, okay. I'm not going to try and convince you otherwise. I liked it.
See, the people who watch Thrones get angry if you don't watch it.
Yes. Or it's like some get angry if you sample it and say, this kind of sucks.
No, you
suck. It's not really my thing.
You don't get it. You don't like Harry Potter. The best TV people
are the people that can criticize their favorite shows.
Oh.
Like we've done with Sopranos just now. We just criticized it.
I love The Office.
When I tell people, hey, you should watch Breaking Bad. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. But I'm going to warn you. You might find season one a little slow. You're going to have to really sort of trudge through that thing. But you're gonna thank yourself later for doing it.
I can criticize The Wire, too, which I really liked. But I got plenty of critiques.
Speaking of too many dark scenes, The Wire had an issue with it being the lighting being a little dark in a lot of the scenes in that show.
I felt good like us as a show can talk about this.
A lot of scenes outdoors in that thing where you're like, what's going on? You know, turn the brightness up on your TV.
The next step for us is criticize this show.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, this show blows at times.
Speaking of that, Beetle, you said you wouldn't want to take any more calls because we have takeaways coming up. The intern's got to take Paul. Do you want to see what his radio instinct is? It's like, no, he's got to take Paul.
All right.
The one, give him a chance? Paul in New Hampshire?
Yeah,
good.
Let's see.
All right.
Hey, Paul.
Paul, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'll be quick. I know you guys are in a rush here, but Game of Thrones, I have nothing against it, nothing for it. I work in a restaurant in Meredith, New Hampshire with a bunch of mid-20s, mid-35-year-old people. That's all they talk about. We're all at a prep table prepping food to be cooked. What do you think, Paul? I'm like, I have no clue. I don't know. What do you, don't watch TV? Living under a rock? Awesome. What are you, old?
They shame you.
Yeah, and if I don't know what's going on, I'm not going to go watch it just to talk to these people about something I don't have a care in the world about.
Right.
But I think it's a riot. I mean, like you said, I think a lot of people just watch it so they can fit in a group or something. I don't know.
The ringing the bell, Paul, shame thing. Is that from Game of Thrones?
Paul, don't you succumb to that pressure.
Don't do it.
No, I don't.
Good for you.
Let me tell you something.
Don't you succumb to that crap.
Some of the best
Shame.
I don't know what that was.
Some of the most entertaining conversations I've ever had in my life took around a big prep table in a restaurant. That's a good hang.
I want to know what he was cutting. Got cucumbers, eggs.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
You get all types working in that back room on that big prep table. It's a good spot.
Just as long as they don't put the raw chicken down and cut something else on top of it after they didn't clean it.
Intern, not bad instincts there.
Nice job, kid.
Not bad, Cam. Pretty good.
Harry.
Yeah. Today's takeaways are coming.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. They give.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, folks. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Want to get serious about dropping the weight? Do what people have done in the Boston area. Get the Waken 180 Weight Loss right now. Why? Because they're with you through life. That's right. All the help you need is right there. Check it out. 5 locations. 6-1 coming soon. Waken180weightloss.com. So we're having some fun with a little the Mrazek guy, right? His name Peter?
Yeah, Jason Mraz there, the goalie for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Surfer boy, musical kid. One of Murray's types.
He wears hats. He's got a lot of hats. That's sort of his thing.
Yeah, surfboard in his car.
So we've got some sound effects for him. Like this.
Like this.
Sounds like this.
He's like the male version of Kobe Calais. Yeah.
Well, he's got a song with Kobe Calais.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he does.
Nice.
We didn't play that one today, though, did we? We'll have that ready, though, assuming he plays at game three, which I think is no sure bet, by the way.
I thought they pulled his ass after
he was
two.
The first one in net at practice today.
Oh, great. Right. Yes, you're going to get more Mraz.
Over.
More Mraz and more of these sound effects for game three.
I'm telling you, I want the one with Dougie Hamilton.
This stupid team, stupid coach, you dummies. The latest odds are out, by the way, for the Stanley Cup. This might make you feel uncomfortable.
Do you hear me?
Because this is an uncomfortable spot, being up 2-0 in this series. It is.
Across the deep blue.
Is this it? Is this the song with her? I knew they had a song together. Current Stanley Cup odds from Bet Online. The Boston Bruins are your current favorite to win the Stanley Cup at 10-11.
Who was the favorite before?
The San Jose Sharks are second at 2-1. I don't know who. I don't know what they were before. I can go back and try and find that out for you. The Blues are third at 5-1. The Hurricanes are obviously fourth at 12-1. But they've got the Bruins as a favorite over the Sharks to win the Stanley Cup right now. Yep. That's the way it sits right now. And if you get Jason Mraz in net again, game three, you're one step closer. You're one win closer.
It's like the soundtrack from Aquamarine.
Put this one on the pool playlist, though.
I dig it, though. I like Jason Mraz. I got his stuff on my pool playlist. Absolutely.
Kobe Calais, I think she was a YouTube star. That's how they found her.
Yeah.
They discovered her on YouTube.
She's like Jewel. Get this, Kaz. Who's that other crooner? Not Harry Connick. Who's that one other chick's dick?
Harry Connick's not a chick.
Not Harry. The chick's dick, the dude. He's I can't come up with his name right now. Pretty good. Not Harry Connick. Michael Bublé. This guy sounds like a yeah. This is a more of a hipster version of Michael Bublé. He's got a little scat in him.
All of that.
So big night tomorrow night for the Carolina home base.
Oh, record crowds, according to that caller today.
Yep, 20,000 hopefully tomorrow night for him.
Record.
I checked in with my sister this morning because she lives in Durham, and you know, Raleigh, Durham, right down there. And
sure.
Said, you know, what's it? She said, oh, who are they playing? I'm like, well, the Bruins. She's like, oh. She works in a restaurant, too.
Well, that guy was only delivering facts.
Yeah.
He was only calling with facts.
Like,
he couldn't tell us who he was a fan of. He's from Boston. He's lived down there for 13 years. His name was Bill.
I like the other one. We're outside watching a game. I know we're losing 6-0, but we're outside.
We're outside.
I'll stay inside.
Suck on that, Boston.
Court. I'll suck on some more rain. Get to the Stanley Cup final.
Yep. Six more to go. But again, Bruins could use another win. I know they've been to 19 Stanley Cups, as that caller pointed out earlier. 19, but...
What will they ever do with all the Stanley Cups?
Only one Stanley Cup win since Bobby Orr was playing for the Bruins. Only one. Could use another one. Could use another one. I know this goes right up the butts of the Bruins fans, so I'm going to keep saying it. We're back tomorrow at 10. Felger's next. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think just all in all, we just, we got to rediscover who we are. You know, you spend all this time off leading up and everyone writing articles about how great you are. And then, you know, you come out and sometimes you got to eat a poop sandwich. It doesn't taste good. And you have to chew on it for a little bit and we'll have to do it for a couple days and get the taste of our mouth next game.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's a Poop Sandwich Monday here on Felger and Maserati. Justin Williams yesterday after the Bruins go up 2-0.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.